Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when I was early on, I've always had very, very thick hair. I've just always had so much hair. And it would tangle, and my mom would use No More Tears shampoo, but I would still tangle. And I guess my mom wasn't using conditioner. I don't know, maybe we couldn't afford it. And I would just have then this No More Tingle stuff, and it really wouldn't get out the tingles very well. And my hair would always tingle, so she's like, just cut it short. And I hated having short hair because I wanted to have big, long, beautiful Farrah Fawcett hair, you know, stuff like that. You know, when you see that growing up. Because I wanted, who was it, the Hardy Boys? Parker Stevenson. I remember as a little girl thinking, you know, oh, man, I want him to fall in love with me. I wasn't into Sean Cassidy. I was more into Parker Stevenson. I'm not sure why. But that was when I was really, really little, so I'm really dating myself. And then it was all about MacGyver and Bruce Willis and Jean-Claude Van Damme. And now it's about Viggo Mortensen and Michael Fassbender. So we're getting there. So, but, I mean, my hair was just always so, so thick. So when I'm in medical school and I'm in training, you know, and I would always examine the scalp of my patients because I wanted to find melanomas. When you practice in Las Vegas, Nevada, I mean, we're the skin cancer capital of the world. So we're going to, I mean, I'm going to make sure that we, well, maybe capital of the country. I want to make sure that I, well, really, we're not the, I think we're the skin cancer capital of the country. That's what I was taught during my derm rotation. So if it changed, we have a new capital. Who knows? So I would examine the scalp, and I'd be looking at these women, and I'm like, whoa, you're losing your hair. And like, oh, I know. And I'm like, have you looked at this? Have you thought about it? I go, well, you know, maybe it's because I dye my hair all the time. I'm like, I don't think, you know, the hair dye does it. I think there's something else going on. And then I would also see people have, like, receding hairlines. And I learned early on, even though we didn't really learn about that per se in medical school, you know, when women age, it's all about their bones, it's about their saggy breasts, it's about menopause, you know, atrophic vaginitis. But they don't talk about female pattern baldness, and they don't talk about how very commonly women could lose their hair too. And so in alopecia, a medical term for hair loss, there's tons of terms. We did learn about some isolated ones, you know, but not in terms of, look, you know, if as women age, they might lose their hair, so we need to be aware of it. Now, things that cause people to lose their hair is stress. We've seen COVID cause people to lose their hair. Another big thing are the braids and the you know, very, very tight wear. Okay, like when you watch the figure skaters, their hair is pulled back so, so tight. So there's something called traction alopecia, where you start to lose the hair because you're just kind of pulling and pulling, and then they end up getting, like, receding hairlines, and it's not really, really good. But stress, hormones, being low thyroid, diabetes, mineral deficiencies, vitamin deficiencies. Some people keep pulling their hair out. The very first time I saw gray hair, I'm like, oh, boy, pluck. Like, oh, wait, there's another one. Can't keep plucking out your hair, so I stopped, obviously. I noticed I had some thin patches, and one of my friends told me to use Nioxin, and that worked. And so I still have my, I'm still pretty thick. I use extensions, you know, to add some of the length because my hair stopped growing, which I thought was odd because my hair would go all the way down, you know, the back, and then it starts to slow down. So, you know, but vitamins, nutrients, biotin, things like that help. But I think a lot of women don't realize that they can also bald. They can lose their hair. And many of them get so embarrassed, they'll put a wig on, and they just won't address it. They won't talk about it because they're embarrassed. I mean, I could just bet what guys are going through. When my guy friends are like, gosh, you know, I'm losing my hair. And I'm like, you're a guy. Who cares? They do care about it. People losing their hair. Now, that's why I wrote that piece a few years ago that bald men are sexy. You know, I mean, I think Bruce Willis still very, very sexy. I mean, you know, you can make it, Yul Brynner, you can make it work. You know, but for women, they find it really, really hard, and they don't want to necessarily wear wigs. Well, a study has found that apparently menopausal hair loss is more common than we think. The study came from Chula Longkorn University in Bangkok, and it was published in the journal Menopause. They looked at 200 women between the ages of 50 and 65, and they looked at female pattern hair loss, and they found it to occur in at least half of the participants who were menopausal between 50 and 65. And they found 55.2% were losing their hair. In terms of how much hair, we have these Ludwig sort of classifications of hair loss. Type 1 is where you just kind of a little bit, you could tell it's thinning and it's lightening a little bit. Type 2 is where, you know, you can really notice it, you know, when you're talking to a person. And type 3, you can notice it across a room. That's how I remember it. And so they found that 4.3% basically had it where it's like, you know, you look like, you know, like those friars, you know, where they're bald on top. 22.6% had moderate, where you could, you know, see it when you talk to them. 73.2% had it mild. And so, you know, our blowing these things off, not good. And in fact, I think a lot of things, another thing a lot of women don't realize is we go through menopause way before we think we do. Remember I told you guys I had my first hot flash in my 30s? And I blew it off because I was still having my period. And, you know, I the breasts were still perky, you know, things, I mean, well, I had surgery to keep them perky, but still. You know, I'm like, okay, well, you know, I guess I had some hot flashes. Maybe I'm perimenopausal. My estrogen was dropping years before. And the symptoms of and I don't really want to necessarily call it early menopause, but starting to have your estrogen drop could be you start to thin with your hair. You start to have a change in your sex drive. You have trouble sleeping. You have issues with your weight gain. See, now that I look back, I started gaining a lot of weight that I was never overweight until I started having hot flashes. So I was starting to go through menopause, such that by the time the doctor checked, you know, because I was like, and I'm having trouble sleeping, and I was in my 40s, she's like, you're in full-blown menopause. I'm like, but I'm still getting my periods. And I'm a doctor. I knew better, and I knew I was going through changes. I just didn't want to believe it. So there are things we can do for hair loss. We spoke about minoxidil and propecia and things like that. But don't blow off hair loss, because the sooner you address it, the sooner you could save it. 1-877-DR-KELLY.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Welcome back to the third annual Poker Showdown. Looks like our newcomer has gone all in.
And next up, we have last year's reigning champ. Oh, wait. This just in. He's not here. He's getting a haircut.
Well, Tina, it's not just any haircut. It's Supercuts.
Supercuts?
Supercuts. And he's back.
Wow, that was fast.
Yep, I just checked in on the app. Supercuts always gets me right in and out.
He has the cut, but does he have the cards? Yes! The Royal Flush!
It's not just any haircut. It's Supercuts.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So some pretty nasty storm weather, tornadoes, rain, gusty winds. And so sadly, many people were without power. We had some very, very dangerous tornadoes going through the south, trekking up to the northeast. A lot of winds, gusts, snow. They say gusty winds are forecast throughout the morning across the northeast and mid-Atlantic. They are supposed to be easing up as we speak. According to Weather Prediction Center, a strong winter storm will gradually be exiting the northeast this morning, but not before some light snowfall accumulations and some light icing and freezing rain. If you saw, I was looking at the radar. I mean, it was just one big strip of moisture that the East gets. And I'm not jealous of the East. I mean, I live here in the West, but here we are with the West having the worst drought in the world. And on the East side, it's just getting wetter and wetter. And it's like when it rains, it pours. You know, if there was some way to kind of shift some of that, and I get, you know, some states and countries, you have the you know, windward side, the leeward side, you have the side that gets more moisture, the side that doesn't. But man, it's just, you know, you got half the country dealing with horrible, horrible drought, and you got the other half the country with a horrible, horrible weather. So they say Midwest cities, including Cleveland, are under winter storm warnings for snow and ice until Friday morning. The storm's impact was felt in the south Thursday, where two tornadoes touched down about 30 miles north of Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Trees were downed on roadways, structural damage reported. A third tornado was reported in Pell City, east of Birmingham. Apparently a couple was trapped in their home when a tree fell on it in Leeds, Alabama, which is a town east of Birmingham. More damage seen in Fairfield. Roof of a BP gas station appeared to have blown over. Gas pumps bent. I don't think there were fires. In Illinois, over 100 cars were involved in crashes on Interstate 39. On Friday morning, there were about 180,000 homes and businesses out of power across Pennsylvania, West Virginia, New York, Massachusetts, Maryland. Still thunderstorms and snow affecting airports. A bunch of flights have been canceled. Let me take a look, because we got kind of a busy weekend coming up. This is a holiday weekend with President's Day weekend coming up. Let me see if I could kind of take a look for you guys. I mean, obviously, check your own, your flight status and things like that. Most of the airports having problems or overseas. In terms of America, we have had about 389 right now cancellations in or out of the United States. So that's kind of lower than what we dealt with some of the other stuff, like labor shortages, etc. In terms of power outages, we're looking at right now still major power outages in Ohio and in Pennsylvania, but it looks like things are starting to improve. So hang in there, people. I know it's not easy. Buffalo, New York has had about 5 inches of snow, ice ranging from 1/10 to 2/10 of an inch, winds gusting as high as 35 miles an hour in Vermont, snowfall, and just not an easy time. So hang in there. So I know some of you guys are going, you know what, now's a great time for a cruise. Got a holiday, you know, weekend coming up. Pretty soon we have spring break. Why don't we go and take a cruise? All right, well, wait till some of the drama dies down with that. I don't know if you guys heard what happened on Carnival Valor. Apparently there was a woman involved in some sort of scuffle while she was in a hot tub. Then, I guess, security escorted her away from the hot tub. Later we find out she went overboard. Passengers on the Carnival Valor say a 32-year-old woman is still missing after she had a scuffle with the cruise ship security staff. She fell overboard into the Gulf of Mexico. They said she broke loose from security and jumped over the railing while on the 10th deck of the 11-deck ship. Some witnesses said she had been handcuffed during the scuffle, but that they did not know whether she was still restrained when she broke free. Imagine jumping into the water while being handcuffed. You can't swim. Emil Avenarius from Pensacola, Florida, was on the cruise. And he had just retired from a 31-year career in law enforcement. He went to the deck to investigate because he heard man overboard, man overboard. Multiple witnesses described the same series of events. He said security tried to calm her down, but she was belligerent toward them. They had to restrain her because she was combative. She broke loose and flipped herself over the side. So you see a picture from a passenger, you see some videos where she was being escorted across the deck and she was yelling for her friend. And her arms were behind her back, it appeared. And then Avenaria said an eyewitness described seeing a woman's head struck a lifeboat as she fell overboard. She saw blood when she hit the water and jerking motion. So it looked like she might have had a seizure. He said, and I said that might have happened with the head injury. So this would not have been a seizure that caused her fall. When she hit her head, she possibly sustained trauma such that she had an immediate bleed, went into a seizure, and then obviously with some seizures you're unconscious, and then she probably didn't realize she was underwater. And by the time, you know, if she did be able to, you know, survive the blow to the head, could have realized and tried to swim and get, because people were throwing, they were throwing life preservers and things like that. Now, this was a 5-day cruise to Mexico. It departed February 12th, according to Carnival Cruise Line spokesperson Matt Lupoli. She went overboard 150 miles from Southwest Pass on Wednesday afternoon. I think the cruise left out of New Orleans. The ship's command immediately began searching for her, notified Coast Guard. The Coast Guard said it sent an air crew to assist. They searched for 14 hours, 2,500 square miles. Then they had to stop. Wednesday evening, the Coast Guard released the Carnival Valor. It was able to return to New Orleans on Thursday morning. The ship had about 3,000 guests, 1,100 crew, and I guess was scheduled to depart for its next cruise the next night. So, there were smoke flares. So what they end up doing is as soon as somebody goes over, they have to mark where it happened. I can't tell you how many times, you know, we're playing at the beach and all of a sudden you're like, wait a second, how did I get this far? I mean, the water has such a force. So, you know, you could calculate by math, these nautical engineers and all that, they could figure out based on the wind speed, based on current, and based on time of fall where somebody could possibly be. And you see people just searching. I mean, you see so many of the passengers just sitting there trying to stare and find her, and she's probably underwater. And so the video, even 30 minutes after, you see people just sitting there hoping and praying, you know, that, and again, I'm not sure. I mean, you know, she could have had a psychotic event. People think that they could jump into a water. And like they jump, like they do cliff diving and things like that, you know, and people think, you know what, it's okay, I'm going to survive the fall, and then, you know, I'm going to swim, and I'm going to get, and you know, when somebody is having a psychotic episode, if that's what's going on, I mean, not sure if there was drugs involved, not sure what happened, but, you know, they sometimes don't think logically. And so these lifeboats, especially since the Titanic, there's all these rules. There's a lot of lifeboats. And those lifeboats are on the side of the ship. And you know, people are like, wait, tell the story. Why is the pool not on the top, you know, floor? The top floor is not a full floor. So a lot of times there's a bar or a nightclub. Usually the captain's deck is a little bit lower. It's really, really cool. I love it. The captain gave us a tour of the, I forget what it's called. You know, when you're in that's, it's like an easy name to remember, but I can't think about it now. But many times the pool is on a level. It's on the top of the boat, but there's other floors higher than that because there's nightclubs and things like that. And then there's also deckings. And so there's deckings where you could, sometimes you do movie night, where you could watch a movie, sit on the deck, and there's like two stories. So you could be sitting there, they'll give you popcorn, there's drinks, and then you watch a movie night, and then you have, you know, two different stories of it. So that's kind of, it's a beautiful ship. I don't know if I've even been on that one. Sadly, and it didn't look like it was a mask issue. She wasn't in a mask. And sometimes things just go bad, and now, you know, we have a woman missing. And if she did hit her head, if she was bleeding, who knows, there could be sharks in the area. So, sadly, we'll keep you posted, but the search has been stopped. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. There was another shark attack. A Florida woman was able to fight off a 6-foot shark. You know how one just died in Sydney, Australia? But a woman was snorkeling. She was able to fight off the shark by punching it repeatedly in the head after its jaws were clamped around her foot. She lived to tell about it. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
U.S. health regulators are delaying the review of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for children under five because the two-dose regimen does not work well against the Omicron variant, according to the Wall Street Journal. The Food and Drug Administration said it needs more data on the vaccine, delaying their decision for using the vaccine in children 6 months to 4.5 years of age for at least 2 months. An early look at the data showed the vaccine to be effective against the Delta variant during the testing, while that was the dominant strain, but many vaccinated children developed COVID-19 after Omicron emerged. And Canadian police have continued arresting protesters as part of the operation to end the three-week blockade of Ottawa by hundreds of truck drivers that crippled the capital and prompted Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to assume emergency powers. There are now at least 17 arrests without using any force. This is USA Radio News. A cruise ship passenger is missing in the Gulf of Mexico. Here's USA Radio's Lance Pride.
Search efforts in the Gulf have been called off. The U.S. Coast Guard reported a 32-year-old cruise ship passenger on the Carnival Valor jumped from her balcony into the sea and is missing in the Gulf of Mexico. The woman jumped about 150 miles offshore from Southwest Pass, Louisiana. An airplane had been conducting search patterns off the coast and searched more than 2,500 square nautical miles. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A judge has ruled that former President Donald Trump and his two oldest children must testify in the investigation by the New York State Attorney General into the family's business practices. The argument that Trump, Donald Jr., and Ivanka put forth to try to quash the subpoenas for testimony and evidence completely misses the mark, according to Judge Arthur Engeron of the New York State Supreme Court. The judge gave the Trumps 21 days to sit for the depositions. Trump, in a statement, blasted the probe and intends to appeal the decision. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So it looks like we got, you know, some updates. It looks like the FDA is still not ready to approve the COVID-19 vaccine in very young, six-month-old to four-year-olds because the data isn't showing that it's working well against Omicron. Apparently, some of the previous data showed that it worked well, but that was Delta. And with Omicron, I mean, remember, you know, the vaccine was made and created within 42 days of us being aware of the original COVID-19, SARS-CoV-2. So Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca, Novavax, they started working on this, and power to them. Fantastic speed, fantastic job. They started working on this, right? February, March of 2020. They were able to manufacture it, get it approved through the FDA by December. Now, I know with those Project Veritas video, you know, there might be some explanation why it got, you know, fast-tracked fast, but mind you, I think it saved my life. I think the vaccine has saved lives. I'm glad at least we had it. Would never mandate it, would never force it on somebody, but I'm glad it was an option for those of us who are allowed to, you know, exercise our option for wanting to get the vaccine. So within roughly 9 to 10 months, they developed a vaccine to a virus that was circulating in 2019 and 2020. I think we've all established that the virus was not just found January 1st, 2020 in America. I think we have evidence that it's been around at least since November of 2019, which is why I think this all started in August of 2019 in China. So we are talking about a virus that is the fall of 2019. We are now February 2022. Okay, sorry. All right, I'm a couple weeks off. Okay, no, this is not a replay. We're in February. So, does a virus change that much in 2.5 years? Yeah, it does. It does. We've had multiple strains. In fact, we had an Alpha variant. We had then the Delta variant, well, maybe a little bit of Delta Plus, and then the Omicron. So we've got multiple waves in the United States, and now there's supposed to be baby Omicron, little baby or stealth Omicron. And some of them have different spike proteins. There's Deltacron, which is a combo of Delta and Omicron. And so, you know, this is something that we're going to obviously be having to deal with. But we, in the midst of all this, have complicated things from a public health standpoint, in terms of, okay, well, you know, we have to mandate it and kids can't go back to school without vaccinating, so we got to mandate pediatric vaccines for the kids because kids already have vaccination. And as a doctor and as somebody who is an advocate of public health, that scares me when we mandate. And I'll explain to you why when you are an advocate of public health and you want public health measures, you get a little nervous with mandates. Because if parents do pull their kids out of school because they don't trust the vaccine, or they don't trust the side effects, what makes you think they're going to go and get the other vaccines for their kids also? Once you lose their trust, you might then lose opportunity for all the other public health measures. And so we don't want to muck with an M this up. And I see a lot of mucking with an M around, and I'm asking myself, what the muck? Okay, good. Not going to get closed down with that one. So we're being told, so the Wall Street Journal, if I can find that again, the Wall Street Journal said that Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for kids just isn't working that well against Omicron. It did better with Delta, but it is going to delay the FDA review. Now, we're going to get some more information on this. You know, some parents are like, well, you know, just give it to us anyway. At least it's partial protection. Other parents are like, no, we just don't know enough. And, you know, I know there's a lot of debate going, it's an experimental vaccine, it's not an experimental vaccine. Both of you are right, both of you are wrong. When you guys all argue whether it's an experimental vaccine or not, you're both right, you're both wrong. Okay, in terms of the technology, we've had mRNA technology for decades. So that mRNA technology and this type of ways to induce an immune response has been established science. In terms of us having a brand new vaccine that we've never had before, you're right, it is new. In terms of experimental, by definition, is something that we are still learning about. We don't know everything there is to know about it. And we have data sets of the here and now, but we don't have data sets long term. So for some of you, you guys are going to consider it experimental if it hasn't been around for 20, 30, 40 years. That's fine. That's your definition. You have a right to that definition. Other people are going to say it's not experimental anymore because it's done with its clinical trials. Well, it's still going through clinical trials. It's still undergoing trials. We still don't have official FDA approval. So I would still err on the side of calling it, we're still in the experimental stages with it. And so for some parents, they're like, you know what? The proof's in the pudding. I see how it did with older kids. I see how it's doing with adults. I like what it did for me. I want to give it to my kid. And a lot of people have given their young children that were like 6, 7 years old that were in that authorized age group the vaccine. There's a lot of parents out there that say, I don't want to. Should they have a choice? Should those parents have a choice to not give the kid the vaccine? Now, we don't have a lot of updates on what this data has shown. The latest update was kind of what I already told you guys about, was how between the 6-month and 4-year-old age group, 4 to 5, okay, because remember, 5 on up gets the 10 microgram dose, 12 on up gets the 30 microgram dose. Between 6 months and 4 years old, it was the 3 microgram dose, so a tenth of what the grown-ups get. And this 3 microgram dose didn't produce enough antibodies between the ages 2 and 4. Now, you can't subdivide. They want to have a dose for 6 months to 4, 5 to 11, 12 on up. So they need to find something more consistent. And if there's that, well, it's not necessarily doing what it needs to between 2 and 4 years old, they're like, well, then let's add the third shot. And the third shot was going to come weeks after the first. You get one shot, and then you get 3 weeks later, the second shot, and then I think a month later, you get another shot. Or I think within 2 months later, you get the third shot. What this all means is, we've already said this, that the vaccines aren't working that well because it's outdated. You're trying to force a old vaccine, a vaccine designed for the wild type virus from August 2019 into January 2022. This doesn't mean COVID vaccines, which is why, like I said, you know, these public health officials are really screwing over the public health campaigns that need to be done. I want an effective COVID vaccine that's available for us like flu vaccines are every year. I think it's fantastic. For those people that don't want it, that's fine. They don't want it, they're worried about side effects, I get you. But for those of us that do want it, it's there. And instead, this is screwing it all up. Because people are saying, well, now the vaccine doesn't work, it's not going to work well in kids. And somebody has to keep saying, you don't understand, it's an old virus. It's our virus is much newer than the one they're doing. And when somebody asks, well, Dahlia, where's the new formulation? Why do they keep trying to force a vaccine for the older virus? Well, it's because, one, is they've already done all this R&D, and to try to whoop up a new one looks like it's a lot harder than we thought. They promised it would be easier and quicker, but I guess not. Number two is they already spent the money. They already have the shots, so they don't want it to go to waste. And then, you know, number three is it's supposed to generally still provide protection. And they were hoping it would be good enough. It's not good enough. Let's get a new shot. 1-877-DOWN-DALLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, guys, gals.
Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're being told that Greek authorities are searching for 11 passengers who are missing after a fire broke out on a ferry. Hundreds had to be evacuated. evacuated. This was the Euroferry Olympia ship. It had 239 passengers, 51 crew members on board. It caught fire northeast of the island of Euricosa, close to Corfu. This prompted an evacuation. Two passengers who were trapped on board the ferry for several hours were rescued, airlifted to Corfu Friday afternoon. The Greek Fire Service has confirmed this, and this is being reported to CNN. The condition of the passengers right now is not known. They said they are male and are foreign nationals. In a statement, the Hellenic Coast Guard said the men would be taken to the hospital. Search operation to find the missing 11 passengers, 8 of whom are also foreign nationals, 3 of whom are Greek, continues. The Hellenic Coast Guard said 278 people had been initially rescued, among them one who was not on the official passenger list. So, according to Reuters, most of the passengers boarded rescue vessels, taken to the neighboring island of Corfu, then they were registered. And the ship was sailing under the Italian flag and was en route from Agumenitsa in northwestern Greece to Brindisi in southern Italy when it caught fire. Coast Guard got the call 4:30 a.m. local time. So not exactly sure what's going on. We don't know why the fire started, but it shows the 600-foot ferry engulfed in flames, plumes of smoke, Mayday being blasted from the speakers. It's a very, very scary scene. Speaking on ERT, Corfu Hospital Director Leonidas Robatis confirmed that 3 passengers had light injuries, brought in as precaution. An infant is also being examined. And then in 2014, 10 people were killed when a car ferry carrying 466 passengers and crew caught fire while sailing from Greece to Italy. There's definitely been some issues. Not the only country though to have it, but what was that? The court. The Concordia. Was it the Costa Concordia? Where the captain was possibly with a woman, and then I just want to see what year this was. This was Francesco Schettino. Either somebody said they weren't paying attention. This was back in 2012, and the ship then ran. It struck underwater rock, capsized, sank in shallow waters off of Isola del Giglio, Tuscany. 32 people died. It was only an 8-year-old vessel. It was on the first leg of a cruise around the Mediterranean Sea. It deviated from its planned route at Isola del Giglio, sailed closer to the island, hit a rock. There was a 6-hour rescue effort. The ship started to list. 34 people died, 27 passengers, 5 crew, and then later 2 members of the salvage team. Then they investigated the shortcomings and procedures followed. Francesco Schettino, who actually left the ship prematurely, remember? He actually left. You're supposed to be the last person off the ship. Nobody saw Titanic. He left about 300 passengers on board the sinking vessel. They had to be rescued by helicopter, motorboats in the area. He was ended up found guilty of manslaughter, sentenced to 16 years of prison. And then Carnival, I believe, owned Costa Cruises. And so the Costa Concordia was declared a constructive total loss, according to Wikipedia. The salvage was one of the biggest maritime salvage operations. Although looters already kind of took things and I guess have been selling them on like eBay and Amazon and all that. So the ship was set upright by, I think, a year later. It took about a year and a half later to be set upright. And then in July 2014, the ship was refloated using flotation tanks, welded to both sides, and it was towed 200 miles to its home port of Genoa for scrapping. This was completed by July 2017. The cost of the disaster estimated to be $2 billion, more than 3 times the $612 million construction of the ship. And then Costa Cruises offered compensation. There was about 11,000 euros that was supposed to pay for damages, including the value of the cruise. only a third of the survivors took the offer, and I think it's because I think there might be ongoing lawsuit. So I saw a video. It was really interesting. Somebody made a video of all the things that went wrong, and it was frightening. So I want to look into it, though, a little bit more, because there's how could this in modern times have happened? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We are being told that illegal immigrant numbers have dropped, all right, as Biden has had to use the Title 42 order that I think was initiated during the Donald Trump administration to expel half of those who entered the U.S. illegally. Crossings are still double than the 2020 figure, but they said the number of illegal immigrants entering the U.S. dropped. Also, I think there's been a lot of attention to these private flights of people being flown in, you know, to various cities, and people have been kind of, you know, now a little bit more aware, and so I think they've been having some issues smuggling people in, even, you know, from our end, and then we've had Border Patrol that have been pretty upset. I think I even heard, is Border Patrol unionizing? Let me see. I heard something of that effect, and I just want to look that up. But as a physician, I am asked all the time on how to get medical care to the most amount of people as easy as possible, as uniformly as possible, as expeditious, as efficient as possible, and the problem with that is you don't have a finite number of people. You know, if we know that we have 365 million people, okay, we could slowly start to come up with plans, clinics, things like that. But the number is very fluid. You know, we know the death rate. We know roughly the birth rate. What we don't know is the immigrant rate. We know we were going to take in about 124,000 from Afghanistan. We know we're also taking in people from Haiti and many of the South African countries, South American countries. But then also we have the porous border. And so when you have migrants that, you know, might not want to be, you know, ping the radar, you know, in terms of, okay, well, I'm going to get a job, and then they're going to say I don't have a Social Security and all that, then we have people in the system that will be, we're still requiring medical care, but they're not going to be necessarily putting the taxes into the medical care. They're not going to be having jobs, so they're not going to have health insurance. And so it starts to make things a little bit more fluid, a little more chaotic. And so California, they decided, well, why don't we structure it by a socialized system where we cover everybody? And it didn't pass. The assembly didn't pass. And I think it was even a Democratic-led assembly because they just couldn't put a money cap on it. They couldn't. And also, I mean, how do you decide how much money per person? If somebody has cancer, I mean, that could cost millions in treatment. So if you're saying, well, look, you know, the average person spends $4,000 a year on health care. So I don't know if that's going, because, you know, also once you socialize things, then things would get more expensive. We could charge this. The government's going to pay this. We weren't going to charge that, but if the government's going to reimburse us this much, oh, why not? So it starts to be a mess. So obviously we need to have a better immigration system so we can at least control and predict the numbers coming, and also, you know, make sure that we can vaccinate or make sure they're healthy before they come. Or we could address their medical issues right away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.